This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The Adelaide review is complete. 6 weeks it has taken, and Sam McClure, a fair bit of breaking news and some guys on the way out.
That's correct, Cams. The Adelaide Football Club has completed what they have said is a thorough and wide-ranging review of its football department, which has resulted in a number of personnel and structural changes. They are as follows. A change to the leadership of the football department with head of football Brett Burton to depart the club. A change to the coaching structure with senior assistant coach Scott Camporeale to also leave the organisation after spending 9 years in the coaching department. The creation of a new position, head of leadership and culture, to deliver a new player leadership program across all areas of the football department, including AFL and AFLW, and some small changes within the high performance department to enhance the clarity and communication between staff, coach and players. That is as significant as you get. So this football club, who has been to hell and back, really, has essentially sacked their coach, they've sacked their head of footy, and they've sacked their senior assistant coach in Scott Camporeale, who's been there for 9 years. They've also essentially put their hand up and said that they've got a cultural problem and thus created a new position, head of leadership and culture. It's a sad day for the Adelaide Football Club, but hopefully one of rebirth, and hopefully it gives them a chance to reset. They were in denial for a long time, famously held a press conference where Brett Burton said that they would sit in the office and laugh at the media when they reported certain things. Unfortunately, it's resulted in a lot of these changes. The most significant thing that's not mentioned there is that the CEO, Andrew Fagan, has somehow survived.
Amazing. Matthew Pavlich and
Jason Dunstall
have finished their review.
Yep.
Given their recommendations.
I mean, this is...
Is that how it works?
This is
they put forward a recommendation.
I'd have to read the... This is literally just coming out in the last 2 minutes.
The one bit that hasn't been mentioned.
The board appointing a panel of external consultants led by Hall of Famer Jason Dunstall, yep, joined by AFL great Matthew Pavlich and high-performance expert Jonah Oliver and Dr. Tim Gabbett. The scope was to examine the key areas that impact the team performance and then to provide key insights back to the board to support a series of decisions. So essentially, they report back to the board makes the decision.
When are they going to get a senior coach, Sam?
I would say the next 7 days.
And what's the up-to-date status on who is in the running for that?
I would think it would be Matthew Nix.
Yep.
Or Scott Burns. The club expects to appoint a new senior coach within a week. There you go. Any subsequent changes, including the appointment of new head of football and head of leadership and culture, will be made following this announcement. Essentially, a long way of saying that once we get in the new coach will be part of the process to appoint those new people. This is as significant as you get with a footy club and their changes.
Is this accurate? Completely needed?
Clearly.
In your opinion?
Absolutely. Bare minimum.
Yep.
And huge news coming out of the Crows. Crows fans, we want to hear from you on the Westmix open line, 1300 23 55 48.
I think it's well documented what's gone on at that footy club in the last 2 years. There have been people that have said that Justin Reid, their list manager, is under pressure. I think that's a little unfair. Look, the Bryce Gibbs deal hasn't worked out particularly well, although they sort of had to go and get him once they failed the first time. I don't think the list manager is fully to blame for that. I think there were some other people that desperately wanted Gibbs to the club, and it's not the list manager's fault that he goes and gets Bryce Gibbs and that he's played in the sand for half the year. Ultimately, Justin Reid put together a list that got them to the last day in September, and which is what every single list manager is trying to do. And he's now being given a new role he admitted this morning at the Connors breakfast, to rejuvenate the list. So I think it's fair that he survives. But as I said, for the person who oversaw all of this happen in the CEO to survive, and yet those three lose their jobs, I think is interesting.
Should the Crows re-sign Brad Crouch for an extension?
No.
Why not?
Because I think he probably wants too much money. And I'd wait to see if someone came late in the trade period.
So you would trade club champion out even through all of this and players want to leave?
Betts, Jenkins, Alice Yeomans, Keith, Jacobs, Greenwood.
I wouldn't pay him $1 million.
Is he asking for $1 million at Adelaide?
I don't know at Adelaide, but he was at other clubs. That might have changed, by the way.
Yeah.
This probably won't be front page of the Adelaide Advertiser tomorrow now, but Darcy Byrne-Jones has inked a contract extension.
No, that'll be hidden somewhere.
Hit the power until the end of 2023.
Little column just down the side, I think.
That's the news coming out of Adelaide and South Australia, all thanks to Beaumont Tiles during Beaumont's mega floor clearance. It's goodbye to ugly.
Just last one on this before we move on. Adelaide fans have been through a lot the last couple of years. They've been seeing
They've seen various reports come out about the club that they love. It's been denied. Eventually, weight of numbers has seen them admit to what's really happened. They're a passionate group of supporters in South Australia, for whether it's Port Adelaide or Adelaide. And I just hope now that they are given the fresh air to reinvest back into their club again. They're so passionate about their footy club. They will be back. The Adelaide Crows are too strong a football club to stay down for too long. They've made the hard decisions, which I think is great. Rob Chapman the last couple of weeks has admitted that they needed to make the hard decisions. So let's hope that they get back up to where they deserve to be quickly.
Get rid of ugly with Beaumont's floor clearance. You'll be happy you chose Beaumont's. 1300 23 55 48 Crows fans, we want to hear from you. Camporelli and Burton are out. Some new roles that have been positioned as well. And within a week, we'll know the new head coach of the Adelaide Crows.